Okay, here we go. Here it is. This is it. Welcome to Season 2 of the Biz for Good Show with your hosts, Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. The Biz for Good Show podcast is a fun and adventurous series that explores business, socialpreneurs, startups, nonprofits, and promotes that the true secret to success is love. Yeah. Welcome to the Biz for Good Show. I am your host, Bobby Glenn James, along with the Ryan Pilkington,
aka Pickle,
aka Pickle. Are we too hot?
I'm good.
I sound hot in here. I mean, not hot. Like I sound like
it's hot.
Okay, it's hot. It's hot. I just think I need to calm down and not yell into the mic.
Yeah, you just okay. Gotta
get in my inners, and of course we've got somebody else doing the technology today. We're all in a learning curve, so this is awesome. Michelle, you're doing amazing. You're doing an amazing job.
Yeah, Michelle.
Thank you.
You didn't know what you were getting into, did you?
We dropped her. Take a seat. Hear all this technology. Just kind of figure it out.
I thought I was the PR lady.
Yeah, she's PR / technical. Person. She didn't know that was a part of the job.
It's all good.
So, well, welcome to the show. Welcome to
episode 52 of the Biz for Good Show.
Episode 52. And you guys may know that you had, if you're keeping track of your episodes, you had a little teaser of our guest.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Because we're the teaser people.
We're the teaser people. Hey, did you go over with, I was doing all this technology stuff. Did you go over with our guest, like, questions we're going to ask him or anything like that?
No.
Oh, perfect. Great.
We're just winging
it. Hey, we're professionals. We've done this before. So, James, fear not. It's going to be fine.
It'll be just
fine. We are professionals. This is not our first rodeo. In fact, it's our 52nd rodeo, to be true. Except we had two episodes that we've never put on because we're saving those for big money when people want to hear the originals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll pull that out.
Yeah, we'll pull that out.
All right, episode 52 of the Biz for Good Show is titled Purpose Driven, Living Life of Meaning and Intention. We're going to sit down with James Thompson. He's a venturing into the world of social entrepreneurship, speaking, podcasting, and book publishing. With his first book, Why Wait? Developing the Courage to Start Your Entrepreneur Journey, Pursue Your Dreams, and Live the Life You Desire to Be released at the end of 2018. And my host just left me. He's like, bye.
Technology, we're just teaching. This is fun. See, I purposely put her way over there so I would have to.
You wanted a cardio.
Get up and move. All right, yeah. So do the other one. Let's see. Hey, we're learning here. Let's learn. Let's learn with our listeners. The listeners love to learn. Isn't that cool? See how that works?
Awesome.
We're doing this live. Now, when somebody's actually sitting in the chair, it's going to be really cool.
So all those that are listening and not on our Facebook live stream, you're missing so much fun.
What are they talking about? Why aren't they getting to the mess? Okay, let's get, okay.
Episode 52 with James Thompson. He's got a lot of great things, an inspiring author, and going to do some podcasting. He's going to do some amazing moving and shaking, and we wanted to sit down with him and get going. So to turn over to you, the partnerships.
Awesome. EFL360, EFL360.com, entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders. If you're an entrepreneur, if you want to be an entrepreneur, if you want to found a company or have got an idea, if you're a leader that you want to get out there and hone your craft and connect, come to EFL360 and become better at that entrepreneurship, business ownership, and all that good stuff. EFL360 weekly ultimate networking meeting is every Thursday. Every Thursday here at the Miller campus from 4 to 6. Everybody gets together. We do what's called a guided networking where they actually get them and ask questions and have people in groups and do all kinds of really, really cool, fun things in this networking meeting. EFL360.com. Speak Up. SpeakUpSpeakers.com. Speak Up Professional Speakers Studio. If you're a speaker, want to be a speaker, or think you're a speaker, yeah. So the green is live. So that's what everybody's seeing all the time. My squirrel has just hit me. Ryan's saying, "Hey, turn it." So you got it. Every time you see the green, that's what the listeners are seeing or the people are seeing. Cool. You got that?
Got it.
Got it. She's got it. She's on it now. She's learned everything now. It's completely perfect. Where was I going with that speak up speaker thing? Speak Up Speakers, they do a monthly event called the Speak Up Event, where they do the message, where they connect and find speakers, and they judge them. It's kind of like the Voice meets TED Talk. Super, super fun. SpeakUpSpeakers.com.
Yeah. All right. We want to welcome everyone to the Biz for a Good Show podcast, where we sit down and speak with powerful, amazing founders and leaders of business, startups, and entrepreneurs. And we started this podcast about a year ago, and we're having a blast doing it.
No, it has been a year.
It has been a year?
Not about.
Oh, it's yeah, that's
right. It's we started in January, dude.
That's right.
Didn't we, Linda? Yes. We have a live audience today. That's awesome. We're going to get a bunch of stools, and we're going to put like 10 people in here. Wouldn't that be cool?
It's like, you ever watch Jimmy Fallon, and he puts a person in a phone booth?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody squishes if they don't get a right answer. They have to go squish in a phone booth.
And they even bring in Big Bird.
And they had Big Bird.
Really? I need to watch TV. I don't watch network TV anymore. If it's not on Netflix or Amazon, right. I don't watch it. That's right. Okay. What? Focus, Ryan. Focus. Come on. Focus.
You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and bizforgoodshow.com.
Bizforgoodshow.com.
If you want to be a fan. If you dare venture into the world of Biz for Good.
I like that. If you dare venture into the world of Biz for Good.
If you want to be on the show, you are a do-gooder, and you want to promote your business, please give us contact on the Biz for Good Show.
Absolutely. Connect with us on bizforgoodshow.com.
All right.
Or Facebook. Or Twitter. Or Twitter. Wherever. If you can't get a hold of us, you're not trying very hard.
We're also on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and iTunes. Did I say that already?
You said iTunes already.
Yep. We're on iTunes, everybody.
Okay.
All right, it's time to put it on the bed.
All right, it's time to put the show on the road. Let's bring our guest on.
Introducing
James Allen Thompson. I like saying James Allen Thompson. I just like saying that. Super good. Welcome to the show.
Awesome, thank you.
You're not a stranger to the show. You're the first person to ever be the second person. No.
Don't even go there. Yeah, don't. What are you doing?
No, well, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. Ryan.
You made history, whatever you did.
That's awesome.
Hey, welcome to the show.
First time for you to do this twice in that seat. Other people have done it on road shows or road trips we've done, but nobody's ever been in the seat twice.
Wow. Ooh, monumental.
Yeah.
All right, I do have some questions here for you. The first one is,
who's James? Who is James?
Who am I?
I know who James Allen is. I want to know who James Allen Thompson is.
Well, that's a great question. So, what part do you want to know about me?
What part do you think... it's a good thing we don't edit, isn't it?
It's wonderful.
What is it called when people want to know if they want to listen to somebody because they have done things in the past? What?
Credentials?
Credentials sounds good, but sure. not what's your credential? Let's go with that first. Sure. what's your credentials there? But as we're doing an interview, maybe we'll hire you. I don't know.
Yeah, let me share some of my background, my passions, and start there.
Perfect.
So, first of all, I grew up in Detroit, Michigan. And
well, there you go. That right there means we got to listen to this guy.
Yep.
If you made it through Detroit, then you're a good man. And
live the thug life.
Oh, nice.
Up until I was about 15. So,
thug life.
So growing up, I always had this dream of being a speaker. And I had this dream because I have an uncle who started working for Stephen Covey. In the early 90s, and saw him traveling around the world to China, worked his way up in the company, and has done some really amazing things. Just recently came out with a book called The Four Disciplines of Execution. And I really looked up to him, and I wanted to do what he did, but had no idea how to do that. So I asked him, what should I do? And he said, well, get into cold calling sales. do door-to-door sales.
Wow.
So.
Yep.
Baptism of fire.
Yeah.
So when I was 18, I dropped out of high school and went out and moved to Florida and sold home security systems door-to-door and struggled a lot. And finally, one day it clicked and I had some success. And it really taught me to get out of my comfort zone and to really develop relationships and learn people skills, which is something that I didn't really have before doing sales.
Sure, sure.
And anyway, so I went back, finished, got my degree, went out for another summer, and then left for a two-year mission in Washington, D.C. And that was an amazing experience. And
that's where Michelle just moved from. So
oh,
she's
is that
like,
right?
Hey, you rock.
Such an awesome place. And those 2 years really taught me to serve people and that my true passion was for teaching. And so ever since, you know, my background has been in sales and coaching. I've been working with youth at different treatment centers. And then more recently, I have worked on several political campaigns, local, state, national. And
can you tell us who?
Sure. Yeah, so the first campaign that I worked on was with Mitt Romney in 2012.
I've heard of that guy.
Mitt Romney?
I've heard of him. Yeah. Mitt, I've heard of him. He's actually, seems like, is he a good guy?
I think so. I haven't met him.
I'm going to say he's a good guy.
He's kind of a busy guy, so I never really had a chance to meet him. But since then, I've had a chance to work with a congressional candidate here in Utah, working as an advisor, and worked on a state campaign in Michigan. And cool. It's been an adventure.
What do you think of politics?
That's a great question.
Oh, so, Bobby, would you boom?
Can of worms, baby. That's how we roll here at the Biz for Good Show.
We're getting political.
Is there any good being done in politics?
You know, that I think there is, actually. And I had a chance to see that personally. There are some people that I really look up to in politics. Justin Amash, who is a representative in Michigan for my home state. Rand Paul, who I had a chance to meet a few years ago when he was running for president. And I really love Mike Lee. And I think they're doing really great things. I think Mike their approach is really positive, and that's what I'm hoping to do down the road if I ever consider being involved in politics in any way. But I think there is a lot of good being done in politics, but I think what you guys are really doing is showing that the way that we change culture in our society is through businesses doing good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It keeps coming back, and it resonates. It's amazing how it resonates with so many. That the true secret to success is doing good. It's interesting that you don't hear a lot of that in how-tos and seminars and stuff like that. They don't talk to you about, at least the ones that I've been to, about that if you do good, you'll do more and you'll have better clients and stuff like that. They don't really talk. They talk about strategies and this, that, and the other. But it's just interesting to me because everybody we have on the show identifies and our listeners identifies with the fact that doing good in business is a good idea.
Completely agree.
When I dive into political things, I'm always skeptical because I know that this person's up there and he's kind of like a puppet because he's being strung by so many people that want their agendas pushed. And I often wonder who's the genuine article, who's up there fighting for us and not for other agendas under the table. Or, you know, and I think going back to teaching the principles, because I'm seeing a lot of the political leaders bowing out because they're getting caught and doing risky things and they're not doing good things. So it's I'm always behind a political person if I know that they're doing something genuine and
authentic.
Exactly.
And that's who I'm trying. That's always who I'm trying to find when I'm in that world. Or
Yeah, which is hard because a part of politics is putting on a face and figuring out how to get your point across.
Yeah.
Yeah, not to get all political.
Man, we went down a political road. Not thanks to get all political. Us down there. Not to I don't get think all... we've ever been hardcore political on the show ever, huh?
No.
And most people would probably not say that we have become hardcore just now.
No.
I wouldn't say, oh my gosh, they're so right. They're so left. No, not really. Not that.
I think with this show, we try to stay on a neutral ground,
yeah,
and focus on the good. So
focus absolutely on the good, because that's what matters. That's what matters. We've totally taken off track and taken it off of you, James. Good. Let's focus. Let's turn back around. In politics.
You also worked for Franklin Covey.
I did. Yeah. That was a really cool experience. And once again, I had this dream of working for them, and that happened in 2014, and got to really connect with awesome people in the company and learn a lot about some of the products and solutions that they offer.
That's a very inspiring company.
It is.
Definitely one to you want to attach they do your
a little
wagon
good
to.
They do a little good, I guess. Well, okay, so here's our meaty question. The question that we've asked in the past, and I think we've even asked you this before, but what does Biz for Good mean to you? Really, really connect with us. I mean, we've kind of really hit on it, but what prompted you to be on this show or want to be on the show? What are you connected with? Business doing good. Just give us your spiel.
That's a great question. So I've been thinking about this a lot, actually, and have thought about this generation, and I'm not talking about millennials. Specifically, I'm talking about this generation of business owners, whether they are, you know, the previous generation and the direction that they're taking businesses. I think with technology developing, I think people are starting to recognize social problems in the world and wanting to find solutions for those problems. And that I think we're starting to reach a level of consciousness where we're moving beyond profitability and egotism.
Wow.
Yeah. Egotism. Got to move beyond that.
We're just trying to have an awkward silence because we can. It's our show. We can do whatever we want. Just so you guys know, we can do whatever we want. Did you know that, Michelle, that it's our show? We can do whatever we want. And if we want to not speak and just sit here, we can. Just isn't that cool? The sky's limit, and we will not edit that out either. And that is the beautiful thing. So many podcasts are not genuine because they edit out all of the good stuff. True. It's all the good stuff. There was a reason there was a pause there.
Yeah.
Not sure what it was, but there was a reason.
Can you restate what you just said, I guess?
Yeah,
so we can really dive into that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I think
Ryan wasn't paying attention. I was totally focused and paying attention, but just for Ryan's benefit,
yeah.
go ahead.
Please help me. I was off in outer space.
I was clicking. I was seeing if the live was going. I apologize. Me too. I was off on La La Land.
I think people today are becoming more aware of their environment and aren't so focused on themselves, as we've seen in previous generations where that's been really the focus. You can see that in the early 1900s, you know, where they had this mentality of just survive, right? Because people were just getting out of the depression era, right? Then we start to reach the 70s, 80s, 90s, when technology starts to boom, and people are starting to experience all this wealth and abundance. Now, I feel like we're reaching the point where people are starting to become aware of their environment and the problems that are going on around them, and wanting to find solutions through business, not politics, through business.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's really the key. And like I said before, it's not about millennials. I think it's just where we are today. I think there are people in all generations that have good hearts that want to really make an impact in society.
We talk about the noise today. We like to talk about that a lot. There's so much that it's made us hyper-focused or hyper-connected to what matters, because there's so much junk that doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
And if you're not real, authentic, connecting with who you are and other people and being outward focused, you're not going to go above the noise.
So true. Can I give you an example of an organization I just discovered a week ago that I just think is so cool? It's called Charity Water.
Charity Water.
This guy started this nonprofit to help solve the problem of clean water especially in parts of Africa and Asia. And he's doing things differently. Maybe this is a guy you can bring on the show. You know, what he's doing is he's setting up his nonprofit in a way where he's not taking donation dollars to fund overhead and his own pockets. And I've seen that working with several nonprofits myself and have noticed things have got to change and things have got to get back to being authentic and, you know, good intent.
Yeah. I think everybody forgets because of so much noise, they think they have to go gimmick. They have to get people's attention by being disruptive in a bad way to get the attention. And it really, the things that really go viral that I see are just being vulnerable and real. I love the example of the Chewbacca lady of when she sits and laughs. Dude, I watched that thing like four times and just laughed my butt off. And she was just this lady in her car having fun with this mask. And she had, what, 200 million views. Probably, you know, who knows. But 200 million views. That's insane.
Yeah.
And she was just being real. She was just a real lady with a real laugh having a good time.
Right.
And we all loved it and enjoyed it. That's the way to get above. That's the only way to get above the noise.
So true. And you know, I don't want to take this off track or anything, but
go for it.
I just think of someone who really inspires me is President Thomas S. Monson. And he focused on the one. I think if businesses could just focus on the one, that's really what it's about.
You know? Just like the story about the guy that was on in the ocean and he was picking up starfish. There was thousands of starfish and he would throw it. He'd pick one up and throw it back in the ocean and pick up another one. And a guy comes along and he goes, dude, that doesn't matter. There's thousands of here. You're not doing any good. That doesn't matter to anything. And he picks up the starfish and he goes, it matters to this one. And he throws it back in. It's so true.
Exactly.
When we focus, and you never know what kind of ripple that you can create by just assisting one person somehow. You may save that person's life and not even know it. And then they go out and do amazing, powerful things and ripple
so
again.
So true.
Living in your passion, living in your authenticness, and focusing on the one always pushes things forward.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Because when we focus on ourselves, when we focus on the money, when we focus on worldly things, we get out of control.
Exactly.
Yeah, we get away from our authenticity for sure.
And I like that story with the water because he's demonstrating other ways to cut through the noise and think outside of the box and maybe get more, not just authentic, but original.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the thing is there's always a choice in business to make a difference.
There is.
You never have to feel like you're being cornered in a wall to make the wrong choice.
Absolutely. So what's the future for James?
For me. So my I guess you could say my calling, my mission is to educate, inspire, and empower. And my dream is to build companies around that purpose and to have meaningful companies that, for instance, don't waste time on social media. I don't want to waste people's time on social media. I want to provide actual value to people. So
true.
Specifically, I'm working on a book right now, and it's based on my own experience, my own fears of following my dreams, and developing courage. I think a lot of times that's overlooked. We're so focused on getting results, we a lot of times miss that important key, which is developing courage, just starting somewhere. I'm starting a podcast as well that's around that idea. And I think a lot of times you'll hear podcasts of people that have achieved really great things. But how often do we hear from people that are in the beginning of their process, their story, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so I'm hoping to highlight those people and expose them kind of like what you guys are doing.
Cool.
And it's called?
It's called Dreamers and Achievers of the World.
Dreamers and Achievers. I like it.
The world.
So can we ask one last question? And
sure.
And this is on your bio and stuff. It says, what would you say to someone who is about to give up hope in life? What would you say?
So that's a really powerful question to ask. I'd say don't forget that there are people in your life that love you and support you and that help is on the way. and really to maintain focus. If you take your eyes off of the dream, it's easy to get discouraged and to get down on yourself and distracted. And I just know from personal experience that the future looks good. Bottom line, future looks good. Just keep moving forward. Live your life in a way that serves others, and you know, that a life that is full of integrity, really.
So let's just say, for instance, this guy starts a business and he validates it and he knows it's a good business, but he's getting bombarded by different ways of running it. He's getting discouraged. He's thinking, man, this is a really good idea, but I don't have the capital. I'm frustrated. Things are going slower than I'd like. What would you say to that guy or woman?
Sure. So,
Or Ryan.
So recently I felt that way. And the one thing I do know is that when you put out in the universe that you are going to move forward and take action, all of a sudden things start to fall in place. And when you really, I don't even think you have to dig deep, but when you follow your heart, you'll be at peace. And ultimately, that's what you're looking for, is peace. And peace comes from following your heart. So sometimes you have to ignore the critics. You have to, although there are a lot of people, I'm sure, that are in your life that are well-intentioned, you just have to realize it's your heart that matters. You are being directed to do something great. And so don't forget that.
Oh, love it. You know, I watched some of these inspirational shorts about celebrities and they're kind of their story, you know, how they were knocked down and they had to do these crazy things and they were born. Like Ed Sheeran, he was bullied severely, had some issues with his eye, and he got into music and then he met the right people. He followed his passion, his heart, like you were saying. And now, of course, we know who Ed Sheeran is.
Yeah, I know.
He's a redheaded guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good Love job. His music.
I know it's a cliche thing to say, but it's so true. It really
it
is.
It is.
Any, we like to leave the show with takeaway actions or anything else you'd like to say to our audience. Also, sure.
And how they can get a hold of you. How they can,
of course,
connect with you.
So I want to keep this very simple and just emphasize the importance. I'm going to include this in my book, the importance of the people in your life. And
comes back to people, Ryan. We've heard that before. Amazing.
It really does. They really shape your paradigm, how you see things. And surround yourself with people that can align their purpose, their own unique purpose, with yours. You're going to have a lot of people out there that will support you, believe in you. They'll be fans. They'll follow you on social media. But the bottom line is success really comes from partnership. And you got to go out and search for your partners. Be proactive. And that's exactly what I did. You know, I was just on Facebook, scrolling through Facebook, saw the whole Speak Up workshop. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to that. I have no idea who's going to be there, but I'm going to just take some initiative, have some faith, and hope that something good comes from it. And look what it's done. You know, yeah. It's connected me to you guys. So,
for sure.
Very passionate
James,
about that.
James, you're a great man. I love your spirit. He's got a great spirit. You're gonna go far. We know you're gonna do amazing things in this world, and we're excited that you were sweet enough, good enough to come on the show and share with us.
Thank you, and you can follow me on Instagram, James Thompson Life, as well as Twitter and Facebook.
Awesome.
So. Yeah, definitely go there and like and follow and all this guy's journey.
Watch this guy. His
courage.
He's coming up. He's going to blow the world away with some exciting stuff.
James. Oh, yeah. Boom.
Ryan?
What's up?
You going to take us out?
We'll just do a quick wrap up and then we'll do. You ready?
Yes.
All right. Just be sure to like us on Facebook, and we really appreciate our fans of the show. We want to take away with some thoughts here is you want to be authentic, be courageous, and follow your heart.
Amen to that.
Amen to that.
Amen, brother.
And focus on the one.
Focus on the one.
Focus on the one.
Because it matters to the one.
It does.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be here where I'm at without people focused on me, so I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And we want to thank Michelle for being our...
She's gonna get used to this, and we're going to start hearing her talk up. Maybe we'll have to get her a mic eventually.
Yeah. Ooh. And then my sweet wife back here is being my audience member. You want to clap, babe?
Yay.
Wow. Build of enthusiasm.
Awesome.
Thanks, well, folks. Thanks, James, for being on the show. And we always leave the show with the hashtag be good, do good. Here we go. Hashtag be good, do good. Hashtag be good, do good.
Hashtag be good, do good.
And that's a wrap.
Okay, Ryan, take us out.
Thank you for listening to the Biz for Good Show podcast. We want to thank all our fans and guests of the show. Be sure to check us out on all our social platforms on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And remember, hashtag be good, do good.